out the back taking photos of the little typhoon that was coming down towards the back door when one of the other gaming girls was screaming to come back. So I went to the main entrance and it was just pouring in the door. It's gone all through the machines, completely flooded our kitchen. Don't think we'll be able to trade tonight. Had to turn all the machines off because they're all affected by water. And not a very nice thing to go through.
What, so like a typhoon, or in your own words?
Yes, definitely. So we had people there trying to sort of broom the water out because it was just coming in so quickly. Just to try and get the water out. So,
how scary was it?
Very scary, actually. When you haven't sort of been put in a situation like that before, you just got to basically keep a cool head and try and work out what to do first.
Adele Craft from the Pier Hotel in Port Lincoln, speaking there with our news journalist Tim Jeans yesterday afternoon. This morning we have on the line Tony Stockham, the SES Regional Duty Officer in Port Lincoln. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, but I'm assuming that you and the volunteers must be pretty tired.
Yes, we're out till fairly late last night here in Port Lincoln and also up in Whyalla. They finished at 2:30 this morning.
Was the flooding in Port Lincoln isolated pretty much to Port Lincoln? Were there other towns on the peninsula that were affected by floods?
From the reports I've gotten, the jobs that we had, Port Lincoln was the main one affected. It seemed to miss Tumby Bay and Cummins and other areas like that. We're still waiting for reports to come in from further up along the coast, but no, Port Lincoln was the main area that was hit.
And what particular parts of Port Lincoln really came under the flood?
It was pretty widespread with all different areas, but the main one was the CBD along Liverpool Street with a lot of shops and businesses along there, having water coming up, building up in the gutters, up over the footpath and in through their front doors. And also there's a few businesses that had water actually come down through the roof. There was the amount of water that fell from the sky was too much for gutters on buildings and gutters on the road to cope with in such a short span of time.
Yeah, it's really the amount of water in a very brief period, isn't it, that causes the problems?
Yeah, it is, yes, especially in the CBD in Port Lincoln. Historically, that's normally the problem we have down there.
So how many of your volunteers were out helping to clean up yesterday?
Last night we had 25 SES volunteers, and we were assisted by members of the South Australian Country Fire Service and also the South Australian Metropolitan Fire Service were out doing tasks as well. In all, there was probably 60 people out, either out on the road or back at the unit filling up sandbags.
So the SES volunteers were concentrating on the Liverpool Street area?
Yes, they were, or delivering sandbags there. The MFS were down there as well. We were delivering sandbags, and there were several other jobs around the town where people who experienced block drains and that type of thing, and we were assisting those, as well as down in the CBD where we could.
Are you aware that there was any substantial damage in those affected areas in properties?
There was a report that a few ceilings and businesses have fallen in due to the water leaking through the roof into the ceiling and the ceiling collapsed, but that hasn't been confirmed yet. But mainly the water coming in through the doors and ruining carpets and stock on shelves in and around Liverpool Street and other places in the CBD.
So were you able to pretty much complete the clean-up during the late last night and during the night?
We completed all the outstanding tasks last night. There'll still be some clean-up this morning as people wake up and have a look around their properties. They might find damage or problems around the place, but we're expecting to have a few more jobs this morning.
Thanks, Tony, for chatting with us this morning. We hope you have a chance today and, of course, the volunteers to have a bit of a break.
Yep, I just ask that anyone that does have any problems to ring 132500, which is the statewide State Emergency Service call number.
The MFS, the Metropolitan Fire Service, and we have on the line John Wise, the officer in charge. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good this morning. Are you rested now after yesterday's frantic attempts to stop shops being flooded?
Yes, we weren't terribly successful with the amount of rain. There was extensive flooding on the Liverpool Mortlock Terrace area, which includes a shopping centre, Ween's Jewellers, Terry White's Chemists, Baby Dreams, EP Grain, all of those shops had extensive flooding coming in through flooded box gutters, as well as water coming in through the doors. The build-up was such that the water couldn't get away, and the build-up was such that it just washed through the shop. So very substantial damage, and a lot of them will have to have carpets replaced just in that area alone.
What about stock inside the shops? Was there much damage as far as stock is concerned?
Yes, there was. There was stock damage. We'll be catching up with, you know, some of that today, because last night everything was pretty frantic, as you can well imagine, and it was virtually dropping from one job onto the next job to try and assist where possible.
Now, John, there was also flooding along Tasman Terrace, the shops down here on Tasman Terrace.
Yes, we, in amongst it all, we had installation calls through water getting into fire alarm systems at the Pier Hotel and the Civic Centre. There was also extensive flooding through Forbes Furniture. A lot of the furnishings there got wet, water coming through the ceiling and running in through the doors. The shops along that area, Wendy's, Kelsabell, Marshmallow, all of those shops on Tasman Terrace have suffered substantial damage. We had crews working up until about 9:30 last night assisting those shop owners to get rid of the water that was entered into the premises. And also on Liverpool Street, and that virtually started and went right along through Doug Watson's Jeans and Gear Exclusive Carers Training Centre Retrovision. All of those places were impacted with water coming right through the properties. The new building, Air Ice Centre, had substantial damage. So there is a considerable amount of damage right across the CBD, with one premises even having water running out of the power points.
I noticed this morning, just because we're right in the middle of the foreshore area here at the ABC studio, I noticed this morning sandbags placed around a couple of the drains at the back of the building here. That's to stop the water, or to try and stop water getting down into the drains underground, is it?
Yes. What's happening? The water from Washington Street was running into those drains. The drains couldn't cope with running out onto the road into Tasman Terrace because of the amount of water in Tasman Terrace. And the water was actually feeding from Tasman Terrace back into those drains and then running back out through the shops. So we sandbagged around the drains to lift the height there to stop the water coming back up the drain from the Tasman Terrace side. So there's extensive sandbagging in a lot of the areas along Washington Street, along Napoleon Street, where the water has been entering the back of the premises simply because it just couldn't get away, and has taken the easiest access point, which is in through the doors and out through the front doors.
Do you, you know, this occurrence just happens from time to time with such a heavy downpour in a very short period of time, but are these drains in Port Lincoln adequate to cope? I mean, obviously they're not able to cope with this kind of event, but do you think they're adequate generally?
Generally, you know, with the normal rainfall, they will cope. The extraordinary heavy rain, they certainly couldn't cope with it. When the rain stopped, the water drained away very, very quickly, which indicates that the drainage system is working well. But it was just the amount of water in the time that we had it that it just simply couldn't cope with it. Even the new, the big new drainage system out in Hall Street was stretched to its absolute maximum. Of course, with that sort of weather and Port Lincoln being as hilly as what it is, any debris that is picked up by the water on the roads or coming out of the parks, of course, it washes to those drains and to those grids, and they get blocked, and of course, it exacerbates the problem so that it gets worse until you can actually clear those drains or the grates off to let the water get away.
John, the cooperation between the emergency services, the MFS and the SES and the CFS, is quite commendable in these kinds of events. You must be quite proud of the team.
Yes, the SES are the agency that is in charge or are responsible for flooding, as the MFS are responsible for fire and rescue and all those things. But, of course, they're absolutely deluged with calls, and you just do your best to get in and assist wherever you can. And it worked fairly well. There weren't too many crossovers of where we were and them coming, and the SES worked very, very well and supplied us sandbags and sand and that where we required them. Of course, there's always delays, and you can't help that when everyone needs your assistance at the same time, and you simply can't be at every property at the same time. And you've just got to form a list and work through the list and get there as quickly and as promptly as you can.
With the buildings, where we talked about the water coming into the buildings, are there infrastructure issues with some of those buildings?
Yes, there are with some of them. There are ceilings that have come down. There are box gutters that have collapsed. There will be ongoing problems with some of them, with timber and gyprock that's been affected. None of the buildings are structurally unsafe, and they'll all be open for trade. But there will be obviously some restrictions with, you know, ceilings that have to be replaced, light fittings have got to be checked. And in fact, last night, all of the carpet cleaners in Port Lincoln and commercial cleaners are out, already starting to, you know, suck water out of carpets and clean wherever they were. So it was a really fine effort right across the board, not just from the emergency services, but from plumbers and cleaners and all sorts of people that came in to assist when they were needed.
Yes, and there are people out again early this morning in the one example you gave was the furniture shop here in Tasman Terrace, and they're in there, you know, getting water out of there just as we speak this morning.
Yes, they will, and it'll be ongoing with a lot of business premises throughout the day that they'll still be using squeegees, and they've got fans and heaters and all trying to dry carpet out. And one business I've already been to this morning have already got the carpet ripped up on the floor, which will obviously have to be replaced. So already they're getting right into it, and it's certainly something they don't need at this time of the year.